KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy, 21 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to become partly cloudy by this afternoon, a high today around 30. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. Well, most of the roads in the KJAN listening area are completely covered with snow this morning, with the exception of the far southern two tiers of counties, so basically along and south of Highway 34, where the roadways are partially covered. So allow yourself extra travel time to get to your destination this morning. In the news, Ted Cruz won the Iowa Republican caucus Monday night, while Hillary Clinton pulled off a very slim victory over Bernie Sanders in the Democratic caucus, as you probably know by now. What you may not know is locally, 28.4% of Cass County Republicans voted for Donald Trump. Ted Cruz received 24.4% of the vote. Marco Rubio garnered 19%, Ben Carson 15.4%, and Jeb Bush 3.7%. Cruz, Trump, and Rubio finished 1, 2, and 3 in votes cast in Audubon, Guthrie, Adair, and Shelby counties, while the second and third place finishes flip-flopped in Adams and Montgomery counties, where Rubio placed second and Trump came in third. For the Democrats, Cass County Democrats cast 60% of their votes for Hillary Clinton, while 38% voted for Sanders. Just 2% voted for Martin O'Malley. In the surrounding counties, Clinton won over the caucus voters in Audubon, Guthrie, Adair, and Adams counties, while Sanders won in Shelby, Pottawatomie, and Montgomery counties. The results for each of those counties are available on the Iowa Secretary of State's website. Iowa Democratic Party Chair Andy McGuire says the results of her party's caucuses are final and there will be no recount despite the voto finish.
And I think we did a great job with the turnout we had and with the incredibly closeness of the race. We reported the results and we stand by them.
The results were reported just before noon on Tuesday, nearly 17 hours after the caucuses commenced Monday night. Iowa Democratic Party announced Hillary Clinton won 3.77% more delegate equivalents on caucus night than Bernie Sanders. Clinton was calling it a victory. Sanders called it a virtual tie. At one point Tuesday, Sanders' campaign suggested raw vote totals for each candidate should be released. McGuire says that won't happen.
And the reason we don't do that, this is a caucus. It's not a straw poll.
And some of the Democratic activists who attended the caucuses have contacted media sources to complain that their precinct meetings were poorly run. One precinct in Des Moines failed to report its results on caucus night, and the reluctantly elected chair of that precinct meeting handed in the results Tuesday morning.
We always want to have the most well-organized caucuses we can, but when you're dealing with volunteers and you're dealing with overflow crowds, this is actually a good thing for us, and so I'll take that. That there's more Democrats than we maybe could think they were going to come.
McGuire rejects reports the party failed to recruit at least one person to serve as a temporary chair to start each precinct meeting.
We have volunteers all over the state, you know, 1,681 of them that do their very best to have a wonderfully run caucus. And we had 171,000 plus turnout, which is a higher turnout than I think anyone expected.
The campaign manager for Bernie Sanders had blasted the arcane rules by which the caucuses are run. The Microsoft app designed to handle the results recorded 7 coin tosses to determine which candidate would get a delegate.
And 6 of them went to Bernie Sanders. 5 of those were between Hillary and Bernie Sanders. 1 of those was between Sanders and O'Malley. And then there was 1 for Clinton between, you know, Clinton and Sanders.
McGuire says the rules haven't changed.
When there's a tie, you're going to have a game of chance. And if there's 2 people involved in the tie, typically we tell them in the rules, written down for everybody to see at all the trainings we did, that there's a flip of the coin. Certainly that's a very equitable way to do this.
And there may have been more coin flips at rural precincts where delegate counts were telephoned in rather than calculated and reported using the Microsoft app. McGuire says all 3 presidential campaigns had representations in the tabulation room on Monday night, and any grievances raised then were addressed at that time. She has not personally talked to any representatives of the Sanders campaign since then. The results of the Republican Party caucuses in 2012 were razor thin as well, with the chairman of the Iowa GOP declaring Mitt Romney the winner on caucus night, and then 10 days later releasing a canvas of precincts that indicated Rick Santorum had won. Do want to let you know, too, before I move on a little bit further with the news, that the Trainer schools have canceled classes for today. Trainer, which was running late, has decided to cancel, also having canceled classes this morning, was Atlantic, Griswold, Riverside, Cam, Nottoway Valley, Adair, Casey, Guthrie Center, and Walnut. In other news, a technology expert at Iowa State University is recommending that you take some time away from your electronic devices to make your life a little easier. Ray Hunko uses technology every day for research in his role as Associate Professor of Education and Human-Computer Interaction, but he decided about 5 years ago that he needed to set it aside to refresh himself.
Every year, twice a year, I take a break from all technology, and some of my colleagues call it a tech sabbatical. But I like to think of it as a vacation from technology because it has that same kind of peaceful vibe as a typical vacation does.
He admits it was tough to stay away from some technology.
There was a pull while I was on vacation to actually go into my emails and process emails because then I wouldn't have to deal with so many when I came back. So this year, I decided not to do that and to delete all the emails that I received while I was gone.
Junko created an automatic reply email and activated a few days before his vacation to let people know if they needed to reach him that they would need to resend their email when he returned. He said it was tough at first, but he got used to it and found that he could really enjoy his vacation. Junko says the same thing will work for you. Your boss, he says, might want to stay in touch with you and send you email while you're on vacation, and he has this message for those managers. He says, if you're the boss and you have that expectation, then you're a boss who really doesn't care about your employees' well-being. Junko says that you also really don't care about your employees' productivity. He says putting down the technology is a natural and important thing. Junko says that he could understand how it could have been frustrating for some not to be able to immediately reach him during his breaks from technology, but he says he got a lot of people who understand his need to take a break. A Franklin County Sheriff's Deputy's elections paperwork to run for sheriff has been destroyed in a truck fire. The Franklin County Sheriff's Office said the fire broke out in the engine or dashboard area of a truck at Chief Deputy Lynn Larson's residence west of Coulter at around 4:10 p.m. on Monday. Authorities say the fire destroyed Larson's 2001 Ford F-150, a snowblade, and everything inside the truck, including signed nomination papers Larson had collected in order to run for Franklin County Sheriff. It's unclear how the fire started. Larson had planned to take his paperwork to the local caucus later that night, but had to collect a new round of signatures instead. The news was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.